Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the first week of Lent, February 26, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened.'" Lent often begins with a tightening of the soul. We fast, we restrain, we examine. We willingly step into a season that feels stripped down, quieter, more austere. And then, almost paradoxically, the Church places on our lips today one of the most generous promises in all of Scripture: "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." It can almost sound too easy, especially during Lent. We might expect Jesus to say, "Endure, and perhaps you will receive," or "Sacrifice, and maybe God will notice." But instead, he speaks the language of trust, intimacy, and bold hope. Jesus does not speak these words to strangers, but to disciples, those already walking with him. The asking, he describes, is not a transactional. It is filial. A child asks not because he has earned the right, but because he belongs. So often we hesitate to ask God for good things because we fear disappointment or because we suspect that wanting is somehow unspiritual. Lent can quietly reinforce this fear. Shouldn't I want less? Shouldn't I desire nothing? But Jesus does not say, "Stop asking." He says, "Ask." What Lent purifies is not desire itself, but disordered desire. Fasting clears space so that we can recognize what we are truly hungry for. Prayer reveals what our hearts are actually asking, often beneath the surface. And almsgiving stretches us outwards, teaching us that the good things God gives are never meant to terminate in ourselves. To seek implies movement. It assumes restlessness, not the anxious kind, but the holy dissatisfaction that knows there is more. Lent invites us to notice where we have settled for substitutes: productivity instead of purpose, distraction instead of peace, control instead of trust. Seeking God means allowing ourselves to be unsettled by Him. And here is the quiet consolation. Jesus does not say, "The one who seeks succeeds." No, he says, "The one who seeks finds." Finding is God's work, not ours. Our task is to keep our hearts turned towards Him, even when clarity is delayed and consolation withheld. Perhaps the most tender image is the last: "Knock, and the door will be opened." Some of us are knocking on doors that have been closed for a long time, doors of healing, reconciliation, clarity, vocation, peace. Lent can intensify the ache of those closed doors, because silent becomes harder to avoid. But Jesus does not promise that every door will be opened immediately, or even in the way we expect. What he promises is presence. Someone is on the other side. Someone hears the knock. The delay itself can be a form of mercy. God sometimes withholds what we ask for until we are able to receive it as a gift rather than a possession. Jesus later asks a piercing question. If you who are evil, he says, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Notice, good things, not necessarily easy things, not always the things we imagine, but always what leads us closer to life, truth, and love. In Lent, God often gives us the good thing of truth about ourselves, about our attachments, about our fears. He gives us the good thing of hunger so that we stop filling ourselves with what cannot satisfy. He gives us the good thing of dependence, teaching us again how to ask. So today the gospel invites us to a distinctly Lenten courage, the courage to ask without bargaining, to seek without controlling the outcome, to knock without knowing how long the door will remain closed. This is not passive spirituality. It is active trust. Lent is not about proving ourselves worthy of God's generosity. It's about becoming receptive to it. So may we ask boldly. May we seek honestly. May we knock patiently. And may we recognize the good things God is already placing quietly into our hands. Let us pray. Gracious God, you know our needs before we speak them, and yet you invite us to ask. You are the deepest longings of our hearts, even the ones we are afraid to name. In this season of Lent, purify our desires, strengthen our trust, and teach us how to receive your gifts, not as entitlement, but as grace. When we ask, give us what is truly good. When we seek, guide us towards what is true. When we knock, grant us patience and hope until your door is opened in your time. Make our hearts quiet enough to recognize the blessings you are already giving, and humble enough to receive them with gratitude. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words this morning or today, whenever you listen to this, I invite you to enter deeply into the mystery of this season of Lent and find the presence of God alive in your hearts so that when you encounter others in your life, you have graces to bestow. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.